me some water, put it in the skull. I walk between the raindrops, I weave in Bug House Square. And the army ants, they leave nothing but the bones.
Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Put my mic up.
Your mic is up. It's so far up.
Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
It's 201-209-9368 if you're going to call in. 201-209-9368. We'll be taking your calls and talking about all things sportsy.
Yeah, except we're going to start by talking about the march.
Which march?
The march. Turn down that stuff. Yeah.
Is that left?
Yeah, that's good.
That's what
know.
Marches sound like. Woo!
Yeah. We're the Women's March is happening.
Ooh, I
in
like those.
It's happening in Washington D.C., but there's also smaller marches all over the country. And at first I wasn't going to go because the only people I knew that were going to go were like Hillary Harpies, and they were like out of their minds.
Hillary Harpies?
Yeah, I you know, can't bear them, so I didn't want to be stuck on a bus with them to Washington, D.C. for hours, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But there's marches in New York, a march in New York. It starts at 11 a.m. Saturday at Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza.
Where is that exactly?
It's over by the U.N., kind of.
Oh, on First Avenue?
Yeah, over on the east. So I decided to go to that one because I started to think about it, and I started to think, you know, I'm a woman, right?
Yes.
In the olden days, when I was quite young, there was an equal rights amendment to the Constitution was proposed, and it had to pass a certain number of states, and I don't remember anymore how many it is, but a lot of states had to approve it for it to become law and part of the Constitution. And I was out there. I went to rallies. I went to marches for that.
Yeah.
I handed out, you know, flyers. I got petitions signed. They did, and it didn't pass.
I know that
it didn't pass. It was
BS.
Just crazy. It was like, oh, hey, we'd like to give women equal rights. No, we wouldn't. So I just started thinking about it. I got so outraged. I thought, it's all these years later, and we still don't have equal rights for women. It's just crazy.
Nope. Women get paid less.
They get paid less. It's just crazy. And then I thought about, you know, President Pussy Grabber is not going to be the guy who's going to push forward the equal rights for women deal, right?
No.
He's just not going to be that guy.
No.
And I got very angry, and I said, I'm going out in March.
You're going to march?
Yeah, I am.
You're going to let your voice be heard?
And we have a flyer that we're going to be giving out. So.
It's a cool-looking flyer.
I know.
So I think that could catch on.
Yeah, I think it's really good. I think it's excellent. So we're going to be giving that out to people. So, yeah. And I encourage women.
So Saturday at 11 a.m.?
Yep, not just women. Men, too.
Men, too.
Yeah. I welcome everyone.
I'm one of those.
Yeah, you can come.
I could wake up early. And
I just, when I think about it.
I have to work on Saturday, actually.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
See?
It's our busy time.
Mm. I get livid when I think about it. I just get livid.
Livid about what's going to happen to our country?
About that nothing good has happened yet. I mean,
yeah, we still
crazy,
really haven't figured
know?
That whole thing
yeah,
out.
Yeah, give you know.
And we should.
Dumbass. Really.
We will. I have faith.
Maybe.
In our lifetimes. My lifetime is really a couple more years, and then I'm...
Yeah, I know. You want to give your kidney away, too. I don't even understand who would want that.
Well, just during the... We could either give it away to that guy that I saw on Twitter, or...
Or during the marathon.
During the marathon, we could give the...
If you need a kidney.
Whoever your kidney... Yeah, just give a bunch of money to WFMU, and we'll give it to you. Just right out of my gut. On the air.
Listener Sugar Wolf wants to know if I'm going to be wearing a pink pussy hat. And I am not going to wear one, but I know a lot of women are.
What are those exactly?
They're these knit hats that have, like, they're pink and stuff, and they have, like, a little deal on the top.
I need one of those.
Yeah. Well, maybe Jim the Poet would wear one if he could get one.
I would definitely wear it. Pink's my color.
Mm-hmm.
In breaking news, as we're coming to the air, you know, last week we missed the whole...
Lister Cat's going to the march in Chicago.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
Is she wearing a hat?
She said she is, yes.
She's wearing a hat.
Yeah. Oh, Listener Dale on the boards, on our comments board at WFMU.org. Lister Dale asks, when's your morning slot happening, Jim?
So let's do an update on the morning show. 9th and 10th.
For those who don't know, WFMU, that's this station, 91.1 FM, they're having a series of tryouts for a new host for a new morning show that's going to be 6 to 9 a.m. every Monday through Friday.
Wait a minute, how early?
6 to 9 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm going to have to wake up early.
Yes, you are.
Man.
Well, luckily, you live like a block away, so
I know,
you can
I don't live
toddle
that far away
over here.
Here
yeah,
in Jersey
it
City.
It won't be that hard. But, yeah, you're going to have to
that's
get up
my
early.
Prime sleeping hour, 6 to 9 a.m., though.
Yeah, well, you're going to... Maybe you can do the show in your sleep.
I think we should do it in my sleep.
Well.
But I hope you're listening to everybody who's auditioning for the morning show.
I heard Clay Pigeon
Clay
yesterday.
Clay Pigeon
and today
some great people should
and
be.
And you can listen if you can't hit them at 6 to 9 a.m., you can listen in the archives because they're all archived. So there's a number of people. I think there's like 10 people trying out.
Wow.
Something like
that's
that.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that's how
so
many.
I hope you get a chance to listen to everybody because it's, you know, people doing some great stuff. Ken was doing the show last week, doing some great programming in the morning.
Of course, but it's
very
Ken.
Early. He's a genius.
Yeah.
The man is a genius.
So.
And I'm not just saying that
because you're sucking up to him so that you can. So you can get the morning show.
What?
I think you're going to do a great job on the morning show.
I have some things planned. Some of them are terrible. Others are better ideas.
Yeah. So you'll be doing that. So that's when are your
the
days?
The 9th and 10th of February. So
February 9th and 10th.
Still have a couple of weeks.
When's your birthday? February 8th.
February 8th is my birthday.
Oh my God! You're going to have to come in the day after your birthday.
All I want for my birthday is a you know, one of those cheesy cards you get at Duane Reade from Listener Cat. That's all I want for my birthday.
Listener Cat, it's up to you. Send him one of
care
those.
Of WFMU, Montgomery Street, Jersey City, whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever.
As we come to the air, last week we actually missed, because, you know, usually we count on our people on our boards to keep us up to date with what's going on in the world.
What
and last
we
week
miss
we missed
last week?
The peeing thing from the president, Comrade Trump.
I don't think we can talk about that on the air.
I just did.
Yeah,
that
okay.
Just happened.
I think that's enough.
That's all of it?
I don't think
I'm just
can...
saying we missed that, and then now coming to the air,
yeah.
Chelsea Manning has been mostly pardoned by outgoing
mostly,
president.
Yeah, speaking of women
Barack
getting
Obama.
Justice, if you're a woman who used to be a man, you can have equal rights.
Congratulations to Chelsea Manning.
Yes.
We hope you get out of Leavenworth soon. I guess it's going to be 3 or 4 more months, but you know, she was involved with the WikiLeaks and. Putting out stuff, and then she's been in jail for like 7 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, Obama's, he's got senioritis, so he can just do whatever he wants now.
Apparently.
Pardoning people, letting people out of jail, whatever he
but
wants
he didn't,
to do.
But he didn't pardon Edward Snowden, though.
Nope. Snowden is the no-go in the pardon zone.
You know, people are saying, like, if you're doing, you know, if you want to protest and if you're unhappy about the election and whatnot, that you shouldn't just ignore it. And you shouldn't just ignore what's going to happen. You should take action. But they never tell you what to do to take action, right? And it's what's taking action? It's like, oh, I'm going to go on Twitter and tweet some stuff. No, taking action is like, you know, going to Trump Tower and throwing pig blood all over everything. Or learning how to hack.
Well, that's illegal.
Yeah, I know. Exactly, right?
Hacking.
So learn how to hack.
Wait a minute, what?
Learn some coding. Learn how to hack.
Hack.
And just hack into stuff and mess it up.
No, no.
Take some action.
I think like John Lewis. And yesterday was Martin Luther King's birthday,
that's
so we celebrate the tradition of nonviolent resistance.
It wasn't actually his birthday. It was the day before Sunday was his birthday. But we celebrated yesterday.
We celebrated Martin Luther King's birthday and his legacy of the fight for civil rights through you know, nonviolent means.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that I would go through that first before you went started throwing pig's blood on things or whatever you're talking about.
Why not?
Hacking?
Yeah.
What?
Hack stuff up.
I would urge people.
Absolutely.
And then John Lewis was attacked by Comrade Trump this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
John Lewis, wonderful civil rights icon, living legend. So I would go through the, you know, this weekend I wrote to two of my senators and the Congress guy that is in charge of my district.
Mm-hmm.
And I said they should not go to the inauguration of Comrade Trump because he had offended John Lewis. Haven't heard back yet.
John Lewis is like, he's one of the living icons of the civil rights movement.
Yes.
You know?
He's been beaten and
he's
sat in places. There was a picture of him at a lunch counter or like a Woolworths getting, you know, some guy beaten on his head to try to get him to move.
Oh, here's a bad idea from the comments board.
Yeah, lay it on me.
Sorry, listener JT, I can't go with this. Remember, if you are planning to march in New York City Saturday, it is advised to register online.
No, that's a terrible idea.
I know, right? It helps with organizing.
Oh, yeah, sure.
This is done alphabetically.
It's done by the CIA.
Do not register. Do not get your name on a list that you don't need to get your name on.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk.
Hi, Sportsy people.
Hey, it's listener
David. Time for David's Corner, everybody. Yay. Hi, David.
Hey,
how are you doing?
Guys. You know, I'm not counting my chickens before they hatch. I might seem like I'm chipper, and I see my hair is thin, my mustache falling out. You wouldn't recognize me. But
I wouldn't recognize you anyway because, A, I've never seen you, and, B, I'm face blind.
She was showing me pictures last week.
I remember that, Bronwyn. That's right.
You were showing me pictures last week, Bronwyn, of listener David, you know, throughout.
I'm being around somewhere.
You're very handsome, man. Very handsome. Very good-looking man.
When I was young.
You sent me pictures years ago.
I know, it looked good.
Yeah.
It looked...
A girl got me to get that part in the middle. I combed my hair from left to right since I was very young, even with long hair.
That's a good plan.
And then I parted in the middle. It was very long, down past my ass, and I reached Mexico by the time they made the border. And then
south of the border.
No,
the border, yeah.
South
oh,
of
you
the
know,
wall.
Your opening today was like really like, horrendously, really, really good. That's going to pull you over. You might take
well, that
over
was,
a
that's
spot
all Bronwyn.
No, but we don't need you in the morning, I guess.
I know. If you listen in the morning, hopefully I'll have my whole act together for those. That 9th and 10th, man, I'm going to hit it like it's...
I'm making him run the board today so that he can practice.
She says I need practice.
So you don't forget how to
do
it.
You guys got a spot, 9th and 10th?
Yeah, the February 9th and 10th, he's gonna do his
tryout. I'm hoping Brahmin will show up with me because I think she'll put me over the top.
You know I can't do
just,
that.
Just 2 days.
I can't.
We'll pretend you're going to do it all the time.
And then
you just never show up the rest of the time.
I can't.
It'll be like our private joke.
Where
like,
will I stay?
On Jimmy Kimmel where Matt Damon gets bounced out of every...
Where will I stay?
You can stay at my house. It's
I'm
fine.
I'm not going to stay
There's plenty
house.
Of room in the
That's
morass
shocking
of...
That's bizarre. No, I've heard about your house. I'm not going
My
there.
House is messed up.
I'm not going.
You know what the zaniest march I've ever been into? I led a quarter of a million people back in the day.
Wow.
When I was young.
That's a lot of people.
I had
a
younger man's clothes up. When I was 16, 17, 18, I forget when. Probably 16. I led a quarter of a million people from Washington Square Park to Fifth Avenue and 59th Street around the plaza.
Oh, that's a long way.
Central Park. Mm-hmm. That was my idea.
Now, wow.
But I didn't get the permit or anything like that. But when I reached at the corner of 59th and 5th, I got on the edge of a building, waved my red hoodie around, saying, this is it, folks. We made it all the way to the end of the parade. And David Peel took it as a sign up. That's a sign. That's a signal. We marched that bulls into the Irish Day Parade or something, or a straight parade
oh,
about
no.
the white people.
Oh, no.
And they went and police clobbered them. The sensible people went to Central Park and had a nice smoke.
Yeah, it's nice over there, 59th and 5th.
The end of it.
David.
And then the numbers dwindled. It's like Bob Oaks in his songs. And then, and then the doctors that care say,
David.
Show up, don't light up, but show up.
David?
As a solidarity type of thing.
David, what
I
was.
Hope Obama liberates that guy, blonde haired, blue eyed guy.
Yeah.
That,
the one that's a woman now?
Up the thing of the NSA and how they spy on every conversation that's taking
place. Oh, that's
Assange? And is that Assange?
No, Assange's not blonde anymore.
Snowden?
I hope he will pardon Rand Paul for whatever he did, or Ron Paul.
He's a nut, but he has
Lyndon
some
LaRouche.
Ideas.
Is Lyndon LaRouche still alive?
I think he's still in jail.
Pardon him.
High society is meant more towards the right than at least center or
David?
Left where they began. Something.
David, what when you led that march, what were you protesting?
I wasn't protesting. If I protested something, in my day it would have been to go to Chicago and get my head beaten in by Daly or something like that.
Oh, at the 68 convention?
DVD there says,
I'll
call my mom and dad.
That's what I was counting on in Cleveland. I was hoping to get my head caved into.
It's a great disaster area, and I'm not getting my head beaten like I did in Chicago. Ha ha. Bleeding all over the place.
Well, I hope you're feeling well, David. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you, David.
Okay, God
Take
bless
care.
You all.
God
Take
bless.
Care. Give me some more sportsy talk.
All right, right, definitely.
Yep. Bye.
Okay, let's get on to sportsy. David's right. Let's do the sportsy now.
We did the
sport of purebred politics.
What do we think of the Los Angeles Chargers?
Ha ha. That's what we think.
I was just in San Diego, and I was making jokes in San Diego all the time about how the Chargers are going to move to Los Angeles, and no one found that funny. They're beloved in San Diego.
Okay, they're a terrible team, but they're San Diego's team, right? And people in San Diego support them.
Yes.
Just the way they support the horrible Padres.
They don't support the Padres all that much. I think they love the San Diego Chargers. The Padres is like, all right, well, the Chargers aren't on playing this weekend, so I guess I'll go to that game. But the Chargers have a terrible new logo. They say they're not going to use them on the helmets. But it's just like
they had three
Thunderbolt and like a Dodgers logo in italics.
They changed it. They had three logos in 2 days.
Well, because they got shouted down on the Twitter.
Yeah, because people would see the terrible logo. The first one was the one that looked like the Dodgers italics. They got rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then for people who don't know, the Dodgers are a baseball team that play in L.A., so the fact that the San Diego Chargers were moving to L.A., they were kind of ripping off another L.A. team's...
Yes.
In a different sport.
I mean, it was just the L and the A that were like intertwined.
Yeah, so they're taking that, but it didn't work. So then they did another logo that I don't remember what it was, and now they have a third one that's kind of like, it's got a lightning bolt and says Los Angeles. I don't know.
Boo.
Something. Yeah, it's not good.
Boo. Well, they were saying that the Chargers have absolutely no following in Los Angeles, as opposed to the Raiders, who the NFL is like saying, oh, well, why don't you just move to Las Vegas and you'll get a big stadium there and you just move to Las Vegas. And it's like, well, okay, that's fine. And they probably will move to Las Vegas in a couple of years once they build a super giant stadium of awesomeness. But, like, why wouldn't they just let the Raiders, who have been in Los Angeles before and had a following, move to Los Angeles, where it was like, all right, now you have two teams, the Rams, who had played for 50 years in Los Angeles.
Before they moved to St. Louis.
Before they moved to St. Louis. They moved played back. Forever. Right. It's like, whatever, move back, whatever. Go here, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, instead they moved the Chargers up there, and now you have two terrible teams
and
no
one
Raiders, cares about.
The Raiders are moving to Las Vegas, right?
Yes.
Yes. So they've got two terrible teams in L.A. that no one cares about, and they're playing in, like, some high school stadium or something. I
mean, it's the Olympic Stadium.
Yeah, it's bitty and terrible.
It's not small. It's giant, but, I mean, it's terrible.
It's not that big. It only holds, like, 30,000 people.
Well, they don't have that many fans.
And it's going to be half empty, so that's not good.
I tried to get Rob Gronkowski of the New England Patriots. He is on the injured list.
That's so stupid.
I was a little drunk watching the game.
Yeah, let's call up.
You want to call the lady up?
Let's call Derek Jeter and let's call.
No, the guy's injured. He's not playing. He doesn't have to like get ready for games.
He's not going to talk to us.
So I emailed the Patriots lady. And I said, well, can you have Gronk call on the show? Like, responded almost immediately, no. Like, we're going to pass. As in, no, there's no way we're going to let this guy be on the air. But I'm going to try to get him through Monster. Remember the Monster Gronkowski's? I drink two of those, like, a day. That's why I'm all jacked up on the air all the time.
Oh, really? Wait, do we have to, like, do promos for that stuff or
we
something?
We might have to
did
if we want to get him on the air.
Did you ever drink, what was that stuff, Loco?
No, Four Loco. I was not drinking at that point. And then Ben had some and went crazy. Like, it's like, you know, cocaine, basically.
Yeah. Former co-host Jay and I tried it.
How did it feel going down? They banned it.
Yeah, before they changed it. Before
it's that Chuck Schumer, man.
I was just going to say, our
Chuck
senator.
Schumer ruined, Chuck not my, Schumer. Not my senator. Don't blame me. I got my own problems.
You have Chris Christie.
He's not my senator. He's a governor.
Governor. He's
I
your
voted
governor.
For the lady.
That's a problem.
I only vote for women.
Okay.
Because women are better.
Well.
Smarter, faster, better, smarter.
Probably.
I say smarter?
Several times.
Smarter.
Smarter.
Not big, fat pieces of crap.
No.
Like Chris Christie.
And, so Chuck Schumer got Four Loko taken away.
Yeah,
they decided
Chuck.
It was bad. It wasn't bad. But the thing was, it was just like, you got this little rush for about 10 minutes, and then you just got depressed.
You just feel bad. You're going to a K-hole.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Swirling nonsense.
It was awful. Yeah, it wasn't good.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. It's the Sportsy Talkin' WFMU.
Speaking of smarter women, it's Bullpen Betty.
Yay, Bullpen Betty!
I left you on hold forever. Hooray! I thought you usually call like at whatever. Quarter
right
of.
Now. Bullpen Betty, our baseball correspondent.
I'm shocking you with my early call-in.
Yeah.
You never know. I'm so elusive.
I'm shocked.
Shocked.
But thrilled.
So I have, did you know that A-Rod is going to be hosting a reality show?
Really?
Yes. So I figure that means he will eventually be the president of the United States,
I think
right?
so.
I got to say, things that I don't like.
Wait, is he foreign born?
No, he was born in Miami.
Born in New York City.
All right.
Okay, maybe.
Okay, A-Rod for president.
But he's Dominican, so like they're American citizens no matter where they're born.
No, not Dominicans.
Puerto
Ricans. Puerto
Rico, right?
Puerto Rico is a...
I have to look that up.
That's really
on Wikipedia.
Dumb. No, that's really dumb.
He was born uptown in the old Washington Heights section
Washington
of New York
Heights.
City.
Yeah, that's where Manny was born and stuff like that. But, I mean, I love A-Rod as an announcer. He should be in the booth, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, he's
good.
Phenomenal.
He is terrific. Terrific.
So surprising, right? I never thought he was smart.
No, he is a very smart.
He's really good.
Thoughtful person.
Kind of surprising. So this show is going to be on CNBC about retired athletes who face financial troubles.
he can't be. I mean, he made like $25 million last year. There's no way he has any financial trouble.
No, but he's hosting the show.
So who does he bring on, like some poor sad sack, like Larry
Bird
or something like that?
There's a picture of a guy who he's probably like the most. Who is it?
Your mic. Wait,
she wants me to turn my mic down.
There, just a little. Good.
I'm getting
too
excited.
I know. You were screaming into the mic. It was too loud. All right. He was getting so excited to think about A-Rod.
I'm not sure yet. It's it hasn't aired yet, and I'm looking at. The working title is Back in the Game.
Wow.
That's not a bad title. That's pretty good.
There are a lot of athletes, former athletes, who are having a hard time, and a lot of professional football players, the Players Association, the NFL Players Association, is supposed to screen financial advisors. So they have a list of preferred financial advisors, and the players go to these financial advisors and say, you know, will you handle my money for me? Mm-hmm. It turns out that the screening process is that you fill out a form and give them $125 and they approve you.
Oh, that's
it? Yes. And so some guy filled out the form, paid him $125, got on the preferred list of financial advisors, and then took all these professional football players for millions of dollars. Some of these guys are practically penniless now, and they're still playing some of them.
Well, here is some advice that I will give for free to any athletes who are out there.
Okay.
Stop buying ridiculously expensive cars. Thank you.
No, cars are great.
That's Cespedes.
Buy lots of them.
Cespedes has like
right. Buy a lot. Buy a lot. Well, didn't Cespedes ride in on a horse once last year?
But he also had like six different cars.
He was,
that he drove.
Was coming in with all those cars and the weird motorcycle and everything, and everybody was commenting on it. So then the next day he rode in on a horse.
Bullpen Betty, big day in baseball tomorrow. The Hall of Fame vote will be announced. Who do you think is going to make the Hall of Fame?
Well, don't we all hope that Tim Raines will?
Yes.
Every time it rains, Tim Raines, Biff Picaroba.
He's been kept off the, but he's one of the terrific. And
yeah, he is amazing.
Lots of steals, lots of hits. I mean, he got trouble for.
He killed that gall. There was like a seagull that he killed.
Okay, well, what did he do? The Alka-Seltzer trick with the seagull?
No, it was
that
Tim Raines.
Strawberry or Winfield?
Tim Raines.
It was like a bottle rocket and a seagull.
No, he was throwing the ball back to somebody or
oh, he hit a seagull with a ball?
He hit a seagull with
What was the fireworks thing?
I don't know who that was.
There was a fireworks thing with Tim Raines.
I don't know that.
But I think it's his last chance, so I think people are going to vote for him, put him in. So Raines is in. What do you think of the guys who maybe did drugs like Bonds and Clemens?
Well, the thing that worries me about that is if you let them in, do you then have to go back to the Pete Rose discussion?
Oh, no.
They should let Pete Rose in anyway.
No, they should not.
Of course they should.
I don't think they should. I don't think they should let any of these guys.
No.
You gotta either, I feel it's like all or nothing.
But they put in the former baseball commissioner, Bud Selig, and he was just as much
Did he bet on games he coached?
No, but I mean, he benefited from the use of PEDs. I mean, certainly, if he's going to be in the Hall of Fame, then why shouldn't the actual players play?
How did he benefit from PEDs?
He was like, they made tons of money.
Sit behind a desk and run the thing.
They made billions on these guys who got PEDs.
They look the other way, you're basically saying.
Yeah, of course.
Make the cash.
Yeah.
Mike Mussina, do you think he makes the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. I wouldn't be.
Doesn't have a ring. That's the only problem, I think.
He never got.
Never got a ring.
Never went to.
Jeff Bagwell. If they're letting in the guys,
who's
he? He was the great first baseman for the Houston Astros.
Yeah, I don't think anybody from Houston should ever get in.
What
the Hall of Fame.
They let in? They let in the second baseman. Why can't they let in the first baseman?
No, nobody.
That's harsh.
Why? Because they're from Texas or Houston specifically.
Houston specifically.
The Red Sox traded him. Mm-hmm. Because they already had a third baseman, and then they moved. Houston got him for some relief pitcher that the Red Sox needed one year. They moved him to first. He became like a Hall of Famer. He's got like 500 home runs and whatever.
So I have sort of a peripheral Hall of Fame story that came out this weekend. I was looking through tons of stuff in my parents' house, and my mom had saved a giant, like double XL Mets T-shirt. And I was like, what in the world is this? I mean, it was huge.
Uh-huh.
And so I was about to, like, bring it home and, like, give it to one of my friends. And I was trying to figure out what year. And then I saw it said 2000 and, like, small. And I was like, And then there was a smudge on it. So I went to wipe off the smudge, and I realized it wasn't a smudge. It was a signature.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Whose?
And I was like, wait a second.
Mike Piazza.
And all I could make out was number 31.
Who is it?
Seaver.
No, it's Mike Piazza.
Oh, it is Mike Piazza.
It is Mike Piazza.
On this T-shirt that you can barely make out. It's like in faint paint pen, and so my friend is no longer getting said T-shirt.
I guess not.
I love Mike Piazza.
Wow.
Great mustache.
Ugh.
He had a really crazy swing.
The last time I liked
never,
him.
Never.
He only got drafted because he's...
Never copped to his relationship with Sam Champion, the weatherman.
Hey, man.
What?
If you could be that deep in the closet, I got to appreciate it.
I guess.
But the my favorite thing was that he was Lasorda's nephew. And so Lasorda goes to the Dodgers and says...
Oh, right, right.
It's, he's like drafted in like the 61st or 62nd round. And Lasorda goes, I got like a nephew or a cousin. Just draft him. He's a catcher. He's useless. Don't worry about it. And he ends up becoming like a
yeah,
Hall
of Famer. Hall
of Famer.
Right.
Yeah, excellent.
All right. So Raines is in. Clemens is in. Bonds is in.
Clemens is not in.
Yeah.
Bonds is not in.
Mussina. Curt Schilling, he's a terrible person.
Curt Schilling.
No.
You're just against the Red Sox.
Oh, really? Is that what's going on?
Oh, they're like bad cheaters, like the Patriots, you mean? So, yeah.
I mean, bad cheaters.
Yeah.
They're winning cheaters. They're winning cheaters.
Yeah, they finally won something because they started cheating.
We win a lot of things.
Not anymore.
Who else? Anybody else? I'm trying to think. I can't remember off the... Oh, there's relievers. So Trevor Hoffman and Billy Wagner are basically the same player. One of them's left-handed, the other one's right-handed. One of them has 600 saves, and the other one is just like the greatest reliever of all time, except not named Mariano Rivera. The problem was they can only vote in 10 people, and there was like 11 people that should have gotten voted into the Hall of Fame this year.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the three people that shouldn't have that you named, but yes.
Who's not going to be in? The PED guys?
Yeah, no.
No, that's
they're
come
not,
on.
They're not getting in.
Boo.
They're not.
They're getting in.
No.
Clemens, by the way.
It's not allowed.
Terrific on TV, too.
Oh, he's horrible.
Someone should give him a job.
He's a horrible person.
No, I don't care if they're nice people.
He's a horrible person. No.
What else you got for us, Betty?
I have another Bill Bradley story.
Ooh, hey. I love Bill Bradley.
See, Betty is like an all sportsy gal.
Sportsy.
She will do basketball. She'll do baseball.
So should we remind your loving New Jersey audience who Bill Bradley is if they're too young to know?
Former senator.
Of New Jersey.
Went to Princeton, was a legend in Princeton basketball, and then was a great New York Knick on some of those teams
back
that
won
championships.
Back when the Knicks were good.
Back when the Knicks were fun.
Yeah.
So when he was the senator, yours truly worked for him, and sometimes, I don't know if I mentioned this, I would drive him. Oh, I did, because I told you about the airport story. Well, one time, he had a regular driver, and whenever he came to New Jersey, we would have a full day of events, and so there would be like a little train of cars, about four cars, and his would be in the front with his driver. Well, he had to send his driver off on some errand to go buy a book, I think, and so they were like, well, he's got to get to the next event, so they told him to get in my car and that I would drive him to the next event.
Oh.
So he's in my car, and I don't know where the heck the next event is. You know, it's all up and down New Jersey and all the tiny, crazy towns that New Jersey has. So he's like, you know where you're going? And I was like, no. And he's like, all right, pull in this gas station. And so this is, you know, 1995. So, you know, he's still senator, and he's still in the minds of Knicks fans. You know, he's still incredibly relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks at me, and he goes, watch this. And he gets out of the car to ask for directions. He doesn't ask me to do it or anything.
Yeah,
he gets out of the car to ask for directions. And the two gas station guys who were, I think they were Middle Eastern, they went bananas. Oh, my God, it's Bill Bradley. Oh, my God. And they're freaking out. And they give him directions, and he gets back in my car, and he looks at me, and he goes, I told you.
That's hilarious.
He would have been. He should have been president too.
Yeah.
Everybody liked him.
Yeah.
He should have been president.
And he was very smart.
Very smart. He went to Princeton.
Well, that doesn't mean.
Yeah, I guess Obama's that smart.
Yeah.
John McPhee wrote a book about him. If John McPhee
John McPhee?
He's one of the great writers in America over the past 50 years or so.
Yeah.
With beautiful daughters who also write.
John
McPhee wrote some great books. He wrote one about the Pine Barrens that's terrific. He wrote one about oranges. They're all like 150 pages. No, he's a genius. And then he wrote this book, The Pleasure of, I can't remember the name of it.
You couldn't get me to read a book about the Pine Barrens.
The Pine Barrens book is great. It's about pineys.
It's about pine, what's a piney?
Like people who live in the Pine Barrens, in the bog. Bog people.
The bog people of New Jersey.
Betty, thanks for calling.
Wait, she might not be done.
Always a pleasure. Wait. I will catch you guys shortly.
And,
do you have anything else to say, Betty? I mean, I could just leave you on all day.
God, I have so much to say, but I want to leave you wanting more, really.
I do. I always want more.
Oh, dear.
Follow Betty on Twitter. Look it up, Bullpen Betty.
Bullpen
thanks so much
Betty.
For the call,
Thank
Betty.
Thank you, Betty.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She's terrific.
Oh, she's amazing. Yeah, I love her. I asked her to co-host today if you weren't.
I know
there.
I wasn't gonna because it's real busy time
thought,
at the bookstore.
I know you thought you were gonna have to work.
Things get busy. It's hectic.
And then I had to like write to her and say, well,
Jim can come in.
Jim says maybe he'll come in, and then she's writing to me like, well, is he coming or is he not coming? What do I do?
She was gonna come in person or she was gonna call on the phone?
Yeah, no, she was gonna come in person.
Why can't she come in person when I'm here? Is there something wrong with me? You could tell me. Is there something wrong with me?
Do you really want to know?
No, I don't want to know. I'm very sensitive. I'm trying to grow my hair out. I look like Bozo.
You do need to trim your hair a little.
I'm looking a little fuzzy.
I don't know. I like the facial hair right now, I think.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm going to have Pete, the barber, take care of it later in this week.
Okay, that's good.
See what Pete's got.
I read a book about the Jersey Devil.
I think that's a mistake. I was watching a Devils game the other day, and they have like a devil... a demon sort of is their thing.
It's not supposed to look.
But the
like,
New Jersey Devil is like this like weird looking giraffe goat kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like a chupacabra.
I think they should just have like they should have a chupacabra on there. That should be their when I buy the Devils from the guy who owns the 76ers.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I'm gonna
wait, the Devils are owned by the same guy.
Owned by the same guy who's destroying the 76ers.
God, I mean, does he just buy bad teams or does he buy them and
teams
wreck
nobody
them?
Cares about and you know, doesn't
them?
Do anything with them.
Okay. 201-209-9368.
We have, do you want to run through some calls here?
Well, do we have calls?
Yeah, they've been blinking forever.
Well, put them on. What the hell?
Yeah, I thought it was more Betty. Hello, call. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk.
Hi, it's Rooster and Scott.
Hey, Rooster and Scott.
Wait, is Scott there with you?
Scott is, he is.
He's still where he lives?
Always been, yeah.
Okay. So what's going on, Rooster?
Well, you want to talk about football?
Sure.
We love football.
We haven't heard from you in a while, too. So, Lister Rooster, let's talk about football.
Yeah. Well, Scott likes to follow the Atlanta.
They're very good this year. The Atlanta Falcons are in the playoffs.
Boy, Matt Ryan looks amazing.
Playing the Packers this weekend.
Yep. Oh, that's going to be an amazing game.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? And the Patriots game isn't going to be amazing?
No.
Patriots game is going to be great.
The Patriots are just going to win, so what's the point?
No, they're playing the Steelers. It could be a good game.
No.
But the Falcons, with Matt Ryan of Boston College, he could be the MVP
Jesus.
Of the league. What, he's the quarterback.
I know, but you always have to find some Boston.
I can't help that they're all from Boston.
Go ahead.
Scott agrees with Jim.
Yeah?
Scott definitely agrees with Jim.
Okay.
He thinks that Matt Ryan is in good position to be MVP.
Well, I think so, too. I mean, Matt Ryan beat Tom Brady for... the quarterback on the AP All-Pro team.
Yeah, well, that's because Brady was suspended by the terrible commissioner.
No.
Whose unfair ruling is to try to beat the Patriots. By the way, the commissioner's not going to go to the Patriots game. He's going to the Falcons-Packers game because he's afraid to show his face in New England and, you know, that he won't be able to get out of the stadium alive.
He has to go, though.
But this could be the last game Superdome, not the Superdome. The Georgia Dome is closing.
I think last week was the last.
No,
game
because the Cowboys would have. The Cowboys lost, of course.
Yeah.
So now the Packers are going and playing in Atlanta.
I thought Atlanta had to go up and play with the Packers.
Nope.
They don't have to go to Green Bay.
Nope.
They don't have to go to Lambeau.
They got home field because they're number two.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
Big game. Yeah, could be a great game. One in the afternoon on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Oh, well, I'll be cheering for Atlanta because I think the Patriots might be able to beat them. You know what I mean? that Aaron Rodgers is terrifying. That guy
Ryan
caught that
amazing.
Ball by like a little tippy toe thing.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Aaron Rodgers is incredible.
Give our best to Scott Rooster.
Wait, Rooster, does Rooster
just did because he's listening?
All right.
Okay, Scott. Thank you for listening, Rooster. Thank you for calling. We love you guys. Stay in touch.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. This is Sportsy Talk.
Hello, this is Art calling from High Desert, Oregon.
Hey, Art.
Hey, hi, Art.
We love Oregon.
I used to live there.
Cool.
High Desert, is that like a mesa kind of thing, or what are we talking about here?
No, it's east of the Cascades.
East of the Cascades.
The High Desert of Oregon.
How is the Oregon Ducks doing these days? They got a new coach, or
maybe
what's
going
on?
Maybe that's not what he called to talk about.
Well, I'm just curious.
Well,
you know,
could let him talk.
We could talk about the Trailblazers.
No.
Well, what I called about is I'm actually a native of San Diego.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Like Studio B Ben.
Yes.
San Diegans living in Oregon upset that the Chargers are leaving.
Who listen to Sporty
I'm
guy?
Not. I'm a native of San Diego, but I was never a Chargers fan.
What team did you support?
I like the Broncos.
All right. That's cool. They were good growing. Team. Were they good growing up? Mm-hmm. You a big fan of Elway or something like that?
Mm-hmm. It was pre-Elway. The first Bronco I really liked, you guys won't even know his name, Otis Armstrong.
I don't know who that is.
No.
Was that when they wore those terrible uniforms and stuff? Like before the orangey uniforms, they wore like a brownie, weird yellowy. Yeah. That was like the first year they did the thing.
Uh-huh.
So you're not upset that the San Diego Chargers are moving to L.A. to play games in front of no one?
No, I've been with the city for years, trying to get them to put up money. And, I mean, I think it's best for San Diego. I mean,
probably.
Some of my friends will be upset, but I bet their lives will be better.
Well, like, they were trying to hold up the city for, hundreds of millions of dollars to build a stadium downtown near where the Padres play.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, you know.
Exactly next door. And it's all about real estate development.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point. It really is.
I was just in San Diego for the holidays, and, like, there was so much building all over San Diego where they were building skyscrapers and stuff like that. And it was, like, that was part of it, I think. It was that they were building stuff that was going to overlook these stadiums. And, you know, the Padres Stadium is there, and it's been there for about 10, 11 years or something like that. But this football place was, like, in the lower part of, you know, San Diego, and now it's just not going to happen. Yeah. And they saved themselves like $200 million or something, $250 million or something like that. That they probably don't. I mean, nobody's got it anyway. Like, municipal governments don't have like an extra $250 million lying around.
Right.
So do you still cheer for the Broncos now?
You know, I pretty much deprogrammed myself from sports fandom, including the Padres, who I like.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's wise to deprogram yourself from, you know, rising and falling on what the Padres do, because it's a rough, that's rough sledding.
And sports generally. But I do, every once in a while, I reinstate my campaign that the Padres should accept the fact that they are cursed by the pathetic Padres. Oop,
we're losing you a little bit.
Oh, we're losing you.
But
come
you
back.
Said the Padres were cursed?
Yes. Let me sit still.
You're back.
Okay. They're cursed by their pathetic name, Padres, which is historic.
Well, it's a historic name. Yeah. Like Ted Williams played for them, Bobby Doerr. Like, that was the name of the minor league team there. Like, the San Francisco Seals were the San Francisco team, and the, I don't remember who the
Pacific Coast League.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's historic, but you think it's a terrible name?
Portland Mavericks.
I think it's cursed, and I think to get rid of the curse, they have to change the name to Diablos.
Ooh. Very nice.
That's
rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
The San Diego Diablos.
Can I tell my favorite Padres story?
Of course.
They were in the World Series against the Yankees.
Against the Yankees. That was rough.
The Yankees swept them in four, but they played in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
There was a contingent of Padres fans were there. And they had those towels that other teams, like, wave around in the air.
They give
them
away in the playoffs. Like, the Mets give them away in the playoffs and stuff.
Other
like, the
teams,
Yankees never
do that.
Yankees, Red Sox don't do that.
Yeah, we're not into towels, man. So they were sitting there twirling their little towels, and the Yankees won the game, and they were still twirling their towels. So the Yankee fans around them turned around, grabbed the towels, and set them on fire.
Wow, what? Jeez. That was heartbreaking because that Padres team was pretty good.
They were a good team, actually.
Tony Gwynn, of course.
They were up in that game.
I know, right?
Tony Gwynn hit a home run, and they were up, and then Mark Langston blew it.
Mark Langston.
See, you never forget, do you?
It's rough.
Hey, one more Padres point that I think you guys might know this historical fact. You know, they were owned by Ray Kroc.
Yes, the guy who owned McDonald's.
Yes, and when he died, his wife, Joan Kroc, inherited the team.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she wanted to give it to the city of San Diego, kind of like the Packers are publicly.
I think that's cool, the Packers
idea.
Have a setup where they
yeah, they're
you
actually
know, the,
owned by the people
The decisions
of Green
are
Bay.
Made by the people who live in Green Bay.
Supposedly, yes.
And she was going to fund it with, like, a trust fund, but the baseball owners voted that we're not going to.
Oh, no, really?
See, those guys are no fun, man.
Plutocracy rules. The sports you talk.
That's terrible.
They just like oligarchs. They just like these guys who are rich and powerful and just as mean as them. The greediest.
Yeah, it's like Cuba. They can't.
Yeah, they can't do anything unless the committee approves. That's too bad.
Well, you're breaking up, buddy. Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
Right, thanks,
Listener
bye.
Art, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Listener Art.
In High Desert.
Some great calls today.
Yeah, we have great calls.
I mean, we didn't get a call from Gronk. like I was hoping, because the lady
Gronk
from the,
is never going to call you.
I'm going to get Gronk to call. He's a delightful person.
I'm sure he's.
And the lady from the Patriots just like ruined my dreams. Like that night.
Yeah.
You know, like 12:45 a.m. was like, we're going to pass.
I know. It was a one sentence. It was a one sentence denial.
And you know
Gronk.
What that gave me?
We're going to pass.
In the gloomy palace.
Sad baby eyes.
Sad Gronky eyes.
Sad Gronky eyes.
In a horror of the eyes.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Guided by Voices.
That is the greatest song ever.
We have some news of the dead.
Oh, yeah, we
to
do.
To pass along to
Speaking
you.
Speaking of sad.
Although Bronwyn didn't care.
Go ahead. Do it.
Great wrestler of my youth.
Mm-hmm.
I watched his first match on YouTube the other day. His name is Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Yeah.
I don't know where he was really from. He wasn't really a talker. He was more of a wrestler, and I appreciated that.
Well,
there were some...
I saw that The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, did a little
well, it's
a,
I think
a
it really
commemoration
is a,
of him. And
it's
he,
a big
and he,
family, yeah.
Yeah, and he was, you know, when he wrote his little, you know, sorry to see you go thing.
Tweet.
He put in some, looked like Hawaiian or Samoan language.
I think
in
he
it
was
he
maybe
so.
Yeah. I don't know if it was Samoan or something like that. But he would get on the top, so he would climb the turnbuckle and get on the top rope.
Yeah.
And then like put up the little like rock and roll fingers, and then jump onto a dude who was like flat on his. Usually he was beat up, you know, and you would just like belly flop the guy.
Belly flop.
That was his move, and I liked it maybe because his name was Jim, and my name is Jim. People call me Jimmy.
Did they call you Superfly?
No one ever called me Superfly.
We could call you that.
I don't think it's really...
We could.
I'm the least Superfly person.
Burley.
I'm the least Superfly
you could,
person.
You should call yourself that on the morning show.
What
when
about
you take over
J-I-M
the morning
in
show.
The A.M.?
No, you could be...
No?
No.
No?
Superfly.
I have to change my Twitter thing
Superfly
again?
Superfly Burley in the
it's
A.M.
It's no J-I-M in the A.M.?
You could be J-I-M in the A.M.
Does that make sense?
I like Superfly.
This way we don't have to change the shirts too much.
Okay, so Jimmy Superfly...
He's dead.
Snooker.
They think maybe he killed his wife, too.
Yeah, that was in the 80s.
They couldn't really get him for it,
they
though.
They couldn't. For some reason, he just sort of got away with murder, literally. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
We don't really know. Because
and
he
now
never,
he's dead.
They were reopening the case, and they were going to look into it, and then they realized he's like, how old was he, like 76 or 80
He looked
or
like
something.
A thousand.
Yeah, because he was, you know, wrestling's a rough game, so he looked
it
really...
It is not an easy sport.
And he was sick, and he was really old, and they were going to reopen the case, and they just said, oh, you know, what the hell, it was years ago, and they dismissed it, like, a couple weeks ago in New Jersey. The case was in New Jersey, and they dismissed it.
And now then, he's dead.
And now he's dead. So he really was sick and old.
And, goodbye, Superfly.
Possibly Hawaiian.
Possibly from someplace.
Someplace else.
But I loved him as a child.
You did, huh? That's really interesting.
I got like six people like sent me things about Jimmy Superfly Snuka, so I must have mentioned him more than once.
I guess.
People were like, oh, we know. You loved him, Jim.
I really liked Ivan Putski, Master of Polish Power, but that was mostly just because I thought his name was funny.
His name was cool. I also liked the Iron Sheik was one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, but that was some racist. Oh, my God.
Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
It was all racist then.
Oh, I guess so.
Not that those were good days, those racism days. But no. And they're coming back with new crazy president of
even,
insanity.
Yeah, we'll see it all again.
Jose Bautista signed
a... Wait. Mr. McMahon's wife... Linda McMahon, right?
How's she doing?
She's in the Trump administration.
Is she?
He gave her a position in his administration.
She had run for, like, Senate in...
No, I think she ran for governor, didn't she?
Maybe.
Or was it Senate?
Of Connecticut?
Yeah, she... Okay, the World Wrestling Federation is headquartered in Connecticut.
Stamford or one of those places on the bus.
Yeah, Hartford, Stamford.
It's now WWE...
WWF. WWF. It was WWF.
It used to be WWF, but now that's
Now it's WWE. Right?
WWE.
It used to be WWF.
World Wrestling Entertainment.
Yeah, so now it's WWE. And the guy who owns it is Mr. McMahon and his wife, Linda McMahon.
Vince McMahon,
right?
Linda McMahon.
They always call him Mr. They never say Vince. So, and his wife, Linda McMahon, took all their money and ran for Senate or governor or something and lost.
But now she's a Trumpy?
Yeah, yeah. She went and met with him, and she's—I forget what her position is, but it's not a cabinet post. But she got.
She's an important figure.
She's an important figure in the Trump administration.
Trump administration.
So, yeah. So the wrestlers will be able to do anything.
It turns out, Ken sent me the email this week. We did not end up getting press passes for the inauguration, but the people who from the press.
Ken didn't send it to me.
Well, I think he didn't. He thought you didn't want to go.
Well, I wouldn't go.
Yeah. That's probably why he didn't send it to you.
Oh, okay.
Because he thought you didn't want to go. Which is maybe what I told him.
I know, but I don't like... Don't tell him things like that.
I won't.
Yeah. I don't want to feel left out.
I will... Yeah, I mean, we just got a letter that was like, hey, because of the unprecedented, spelled correctly, demand for tickets and press passes, we're not giving you any. But, you know, just feel free to wander around the mall with 100,000 people.
But nobody's gonna go to that inauguration except
for
press
people,
right? No,
they're going, aren't
they? Just press people are going.
I think people, Trumpy people are going.
Oh, here's a good, Mr. Ken in Hyde Park has a good comment on the comments board.
I like good comments.
Yeah, he said,
Is it
A thing happened.
Hello?
Wait, a thing happened to our playlist. I left it inactive for too long.
Yeah.
Ken from Hyde Park says, I had to run and missed the last couple minutes of the Knicks game yesterday afternoon. They were ahead when I last checked. They won, right? That's so mean. That is so mean. They did not win.
No, they did not
win. No, they choked. They choked and lost in the very last
seconds.
They lost.
Today,
yeah.
Phil Jackson sat down with Carmelo Anthony.
I think they lost like 108 to 107 or something like that.
Oops.
Yep.
They're having a tough go of it.
Phil Jackson is the general manager?
General manager.
Of the Knicks.
Hall of Fame coach.
Yes.
Of other great teams. Now he's the general manager of the terrible Knicks.
Terrible.
And he wanted to make sure that Carmelo Anthony still wanted to be on the team because the trade deadline's coming up.
Uh-huh.
And
they,
so they sat down with Carmelo,
get,
and Carmelo's like,
Carmelo, man,
Carmelo's like, yes, I'd like to stay on this team because you pay me a lot of money and my wife wants to live in New York. So, yeah, but getting beat every night by a million points is not so fun.
No.
And our Kristaps Porzingis is injured.
Oh, is he?
That's why they keep getting blown out.
Oh, I like Kristaps Porzingis.
Rose. Yeah. Rose was lost for a week. They didn't know where he was.
Oh, yeah, he went off
now
to
he's
Chicago.
Back. Yeah,
yeah, they nothing happened.
The Knicks are terrible.
That reminds me of our new feature.
Yes.
On Sportsy Talk.
Yes.
I think we should do this every week.
Oh, it's, yeah. Okay, since you were talking
about
this.
Since it's called Of the Week, I think we should call it. It's Douche of the Week. Yay! We should get like some special music for Douche of the Week, but we don't have any right now.
Douche of the Week! Douche of the Week!
So we used to do... I used to do Douche of the Week on another show that I did. And I think we can find a lot of sportsy douches.
Oh, yeah.
So this week, we have two candidates. You and I
can
decide.
Oh, we do? I have an idea.
People,
did I tell you about...
What? Your idea?
No, did I tell you who my douche of the week was? Maybe.
No, well, let's
my
let's,
idea.
No, let's go. Let's go. I'll do my two, and you do yours, and we'll see who we think is best.
This is gonna be good.
Okay, Grayson Allen of Duke.
Okay,
we've talked about him. We've talked about him a lot. He's
anybody
the guy,
who plays for Duke is.
He's
a douche.
Well, I know, but he trips people. He kicks.
He does
them.
Like kicking them.
He this week he shoved a coach of the opposing team.
Ooh.
FSU. Duke is now losing in the conference, so that's good.
Yeah, they suck.
Grayson Allen is just a big baby. And he can't control himself, so he's a douche.
Candidate number one.
Okay, candidate number one. Candidate number two, Travis Kelce of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Tight end.
Tight end for
all
the
pro.
Chiefs. Yeah, he's very excitable, and he doesn't ever get fined because he's white. That's what they say. I can't vouch for that. I don't know, but that's he gets away with a lot of crap. And in the game Sunday, he against the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
There was a play that was dead, done, over. Travis Kelce was facing one way. There was a Steeler player about 3 yards behind him,
mm-hmm.
with some other players, and Travis Kelce just turned around, walked over to the Steelers player, and it took him like 3 big steps to get there, and shoved the guy as hard as he could and knocked him down.
It's
and
football. Then, you're going to get upset
well,
about
they,
people
then,
pushing each other?
He shoved him down, actually knocked the guy down.
When?
And then the Chiefs got a big, you know, flags flew. They got a big penalty. If he hadn't done that, the game was so close, and they lost so much field possession because he was, you know, field
mm-hmm.
position because he was such an idiot,
mm-hmm.
they might have won.
No, they're not going to win.
Yeah.
Because Andy Reid is their coach, and Andy Reid blows in the playoffs.
Well, he Yeah.
He's terrible at time management.
So cool. Oh, I
you
know
would
he's
think
terrible.
He would be better. He could
yeah,
work on that in the
Yeah, there's this whole thing in American football. There's this whole thing where they have.
When do you take your timeouts? They have.
They have.
Three timeouts.
They have the 2 minute.
2 minute warning.
And you get to the end of the game, and they give you a 2 minute warning, and that means you have 2 minutes to finish the game. And then that 2 minutes can take like half an hour or 40
minutes.
Because
you got three timeouts. You got the 2 minute warning.
They run out of bounds. They stop the
it
clock.
It takes forever.
It takes forever to play the last
it's
2 minutes.
Hours and hours.
Really, it's the longest
it's an
part of the game.
Endless nightmare
it
time.
Is. So, so clock management is very
Andy
important.
Reid usually gets to the last
the
2 minutes
coach,
of the game.
The coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, he gets to the last 2 minutes of the game.
Has
and
no
he's
timeouts.
Like, I don't know what to do.
Nope, no timeouts.
Oh, now what do I
he's
do?
He blew a Super Bowl because
he's
he had
an
no
idiot.
Timeouts.
I know.
He's a great looking. He's a great coach. He's a genius. But like,
who's your douche of the week candidate?
Antonio Brown.
Oh,
of the
I
Pittsburgh Steelers,
what
terrific
did he do?
Player.
Yeah.
Well, the Pittsburgh wins, you know, against the Chiefs, and it was a good tight game and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And his coach is making a big speech in the locker room, and Antonio mm-hmm. Brown's putting it on like Facebook Live or Periscope
oh,
or
right,
something like
right,
that.
Right. Yes.
And the coach is saying all these terrible
I
things
heard,
about
yeah.
we're gonna kill the Patriots. Those guys are a bunch of jokes or whatever. Like,
yeah.
And they're doing this whole thing, and they don't realize that it's being broadcast
yes,
to
live.
Millions of people on Instagram or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so the guy's really mad now. The coach Tomlin is very yeah. upset with Antonio Brown
because Tomlin's words
because it's
were
like, well, that's you know,
everywhere.
That's not what we're not supposed to be doing that. But on yeah. on you know on the one hand. And A, Antonio Brown's a terrific player and can do whatever the heck he wants. B, you know, most of what you're doing
we
all the time
do.
As a coach is being being taped.
He can't do in everything he wants.
Who can?
Antonio Brown. Just because he's a good player, he can't.
Well, but does that, I mean.
He can't do everything he wants.
Who is the douchiest?
I think I got to go with Grayson Allen.
Grayson Allen's a douche.
Grayson Allen.
He plays for Duke.
He's a total douche. He's a
douchey.
He's a repeat offender.
Congratulations to Grayson Allen.
The first.
Can we get him on the
talk,
show?
The
you think we can get him on the show?
I don't know. We have a listener, Sean G, on the comments board wants to know who's failed guest of the week. That would be Gronk.
Gronk.
Gronk was
Missy,
a failed
Missy
guest.
The swimmer
Missy
was the...
Missy Franklin was last week.
Missy Franklin was last week's.
This week it's Gronk.
I'll try who's to get somebody else for next week.
I forgot.
I'll drunkenly write to somebody in the middle of the night.
I forgot to contact. And I'll think of somebody that we should get and then forget to write to them. I forgot to contact the people running the squash tournament in
I'm interested in squash because I went to a basketball game at NJCU.
And hey, they played squash instead?
Hey, no, man. they have a squash cube there, and I want to maybe
have you ever
learn
played?
How to. No, I need to exercise.
I've played squash. Squash is fun. I like it.
You're for it, and it's happening yeah. right now in.
I don't know if it's still going on. I'll check on my way by tonight.
In Grand Central.
Yeah, Grand Central.
A little glass cube.
It's time to get off the air.
Well, Devin, what's happening on the Morricone Island tonight? The island.
If people just stay on the listening,
I mean,
like
know.
For the next 2 minutes, they'll
but
know.
But don't change the
out.
Channel.
No, don't do that. Don't.
Because you
ever
can never.
Change.
You always have to listen to Morricone Island. It's always awesome.
He's going to have to come on after you in the mornings now so that people can hear him after you get off the morning
He's going to have to wake up early.
Yeah, you're going to
I don't
be
know.
On,
I only have two
be
shows.
At 10 in the morning.
We don't
want to
jinx
Devin.
It. I don't want to, oh, okay. you know.
All right. Go ahead. What's happening tonight?
The book of film knowledge known as Jonathan Hertzberg.
Ooh.
Jonathan Hertzberg.
Wow.
Here
you
and
get
he's
classy
live.
Guests.
He's live in the studio.
You get classy guests.
He yeah. will be playing the music of films of 1981.
Whoa.
Wow. That was a good year for movies.
Was it? What
war
came
Games?
Out?
I'm going to say War Games.
So last year of the 70s.
That was easy. See, I don't remember. I don't remember. It was all the haze back
See,
then for me.
He is encyclopedic. He knew right away.
So,
I think we're done.
Yep. This is WFMU East
no,
Orange.
No, I get to say that.
Which one? Can you read it from there?
I can read it from here. Yeah, sure. My eyes are great. I don't even wear contacts. I have great vision.
We're waiting.
Oh, yeah, okay. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County, we're at 91.9 FM. And thanks for inviting us into your home tonight. May God bless.
Bye.
Are we done?
Yeah, maybe.
All what? Right.
What's happening?
Uh-oh.
The wrong one.
Which one's the wrong one? That's the wrong thing.
Devin
we're stalling for the island.
Where's your amanuensis? She does everything.
Thanks to all our callers, everybody on the boards.
I left everything at home this week. I forgot.
There we go.
That's,
okay.
Now we're dealing.
Right, now we're
go
done.
Number three.
Okay, go.
Yeah. How we doing? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.